This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we've reached that time of the week where we get to talk movies. And as always, I'm joined by Michigan Theater Foundation Executive Director and President Russ Collins. Russ, thank you so much for being here, and I hope you're looking forward to the holidays.
Well, of course, it's a big time in the movie industry, the Christmas holidays, which is also the build-up to the Oscars. So a lot of Oscar bait gets released right around the holidays.
And those are usually good.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, something that probably won't be Oscar bait, but could be for special effects, is Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. Jason Momoa is again in starring as Aquaman. In fact, he even pitched the story for this one, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. And it's got the same director, James Wan, who didn't want to rush a sequel. So they spent their time. And if you're an Aquaman fan, you definitely want to see this. And if you like superhero kind of
stuff. Did you see the first one?
I did not. I didn't either. Unfortunately. But a lot of our listeners have, I'm sure.
So. And a lot are going to go this time around, too, I imagine.
Well, the film that I'm most excited about that's opening today is Poor Things, which is a film by a Greek director, Yorgos Lanthimos, who did The Favorite and several other films. His films are always strange, but this film has gotten excellent critical reviews. For example, the critical consensus is wildly imaginative and exhilaratingly over the top. Poor Things is a bizarre, brilliant tour de force for director Yorgos Lanthimos and Emma Stone, who stars in the film. And she actually plays kind of a, you know, zombie figure. I mean, she's not really a zombie, but she died and then she's brought back to life and uses a different way to approach life.
But rave reviews for her so far.
It's gotten rave reviews, and it's actually gotten a very positive audience response so far.
Great.
So this is a not-to-be-missed film, Poor Things. It opens today. It also features, besides Emma Stone, Mark Ruffalo and Willem Dafoe. So go check it out. Yorgos Lanthimos' film, Poor Things, is playing downtown, and you can check it out there at the Michigan Theater. Now, opening on Christmas Eve is Boys in the Boat. Now,
this is the George Clooney directed film, right?
Absolutely, and it's about a very interesting time that I know that you're interested in because of a particular Ohio State athlete that made his mark in the 1936.
Mr. Jesse Owens, of course.
Jesse Owens, absolutely, who set a record here in Ann Arbor back in the 30s. But this is about a crew, the rowboats,
right.
That colleges in the UK and the United States and all over the world do, and they're in the Summer Olympics, and the coach got these college kids in the Pacific Northwest, University of Washington.
You can beat Oxford and Cambridge.
Yeah, exactly. And they were not rowers at all, and he developed them into rowers, and they were totally into it. And it's a really compelling story. Again, the critical consensus is The Boys in the Boat tells an inspirational true story with heart and solid craftsmanship, directed by George Clooney. So go check that out. That opens on Christmas Eve. Also opening on Christmas Eve is Ferrari.
That's the one I'm going to have to take my dad to.
Yeah, well,
he's a car guy.
It's about Enzo Ferrari, and it's based on the 1991 biography about him, Enzo Ferrari, the man, the cars, and the races, the machine. And it's by and it stars Adam Driver as Enzo Ferrari. Penelope Cruz is also featured in this. Shailene Woodley, Sarah Gadon, and Patrick Dempsey. It's got a really great cast, and the reviews have been strong on this one as well. Sleek and well acted, Ferrari delivers a rousing and admirably complex biopic. This premiered at the Venice Film Festival to very strong positive response, and that also opens on Christmas Eve, which is Sunday, and then on Monday, The Color Purple opens up.
So I was so surprised they decided to remake this. I mean, the first one was so beloved.
Yeah, especially since Steven Spielberg is also one of the producers on the film. This is a story about African-American woman living in the South in the early 1900s. So there's a lot of drama, there's a lot of soul, and The Color Purple opens on Christmas Day. Now, we do have some holiday films, and one of the most unusual holiday films that's part of our late night classics is Die Hard.
Now, that's a source of debate all across the country every year. Is it really a Christmas film?
Yeah. Well, it's set at Christmas time. So, and it's.
Is that all it takes?
That's all it takes in this particular case. And we're showing it Friday, tomorrow at 10 o'clock. That'll be at the State Theater. And then we're also re-showing it on the 28th, which is Thursday at 7:30. So go check that out. It stars Bruce Willis as a New York police officer who deals with terrorists that are making havoc, and he puts it all straight. It also stars Alan Rickman in a good performance.
He was the best part of the movie.
That's right. And then last week's late night classic was Eyes Wide Shut, and we're re-showing that tonight at 7:30. If you haven't
definitely
seen,
not a holiday movie.
Not a holiday movie. Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman, directed by Stanley Kubrick. So, and then the holiday classic of all time, It's a Wonderful Life, plays on Friday, tomorrow, at 7 o'clock and Saturday at 1:30.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Russ Collins. How did Wonka do week one?
Wonka did okay. It did actually really well, but the pundits had wanted it to do better and make a big splash that would push the annual grosses for films over
what the
expectation.
Close to $40 million or something.
Yeah,
like that,
it did really, really well, and it did well for us. So that's continuing at the State Theater. You can go check that out. Timothy Chalamet stars in that as Wonka, and this is it's kind of sweeter than the other Wonka films, but it also has that background of darkness that's in the original. Hugh Grant is also featured in this. And then this film actually ends on Sunday, Fallen Leaves. It's Aki Kaurismäki, who is a Finnish director. It's very deadpan. It premiered at the Cannes Film Festival, where I got to see it, and I liked it a lot, but you've only got until Sunday to go check that out. And Maestro actually ends Saturday, so if you haven't seen that Bradley Cooper film, you got to see it. It's in the buzz for his performance and for Carey Mulligan's performance and the whole film altogether.
He might even be nominated as a director.
As a director and a absolutely. So we'll do not miss that. And then The Boy and the Heron, which is one of those anime films by the Studio Ghibli folks, and the co-founder Hayao Miyazaki actually did this film. It's based on a 1937 novel that is set right after, around a big war, and the war that this film particularly plays off as is World War II. A young man loses his mother, and then he ends up in this kind of fantasy world with this heron. Although it's based on a novel from 37, it's really Miyazaki's own vision. And this film has done really, really well for us, so you want to go check that out. Saltburn, which we've been playing for a while, is finishing
to
up.
To a person, everybody that has gone to see it has come to me and said, you have to go check this out.
I was really surprised at how well this film did. It's a British film that's set in a university, and the critics love it. Errol Fennell's candy-coated inclusive Saltburn is a debauched jolt to the senses that will be invigorating for most, and indeed it was. So lots to see, and it's time to wish everybody happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever you're celebrating. I hope that you have wonderful family time. That's what this time of year is, and taking the family to the movies.
There'll be plenty of time for that, for sure. By the way, before I let you go, Russ, while you were away, I had the opportunity to talk a little bit with Nick Aldrink about the Golden Globe nominations, and I was wondering if there was anything that stood out to you.
Well, There's a lot that wasn't nominated, like Ferrari and The Color Purple. Barbie got the most nominations of any film in the 81 history of the Golden Globes. But the Golden Globes, as we all know, is a little bit damaged in terms of PR and was always kind of a questionable awards ceremony. It's nice that they actually have Best Picture Drama and Best Picture Musical and Comedy, because usually musicals and comedies don't get their due at the Academy Awards. So this may be an opportunity for Barbie to win a Best Picture, which it probably deserves.
Yeah, didn't it get, what was it, 12 nominations or something?
It got 10 nominations, which is the most that any film has ever gotten for the Golden Globes. You know, Maestro and Oppenheimer, Killer of the Flower Moon, Past Lives, The Zone of Interest, and Anatomy of a Fall. Anatomy of the Fall is my
That's your personal
film
pick?
This year. And it's also nominated in a non-English language category, which it might win. But there's so many great films out there, and we're showing a lot of them at the State of Michigan Theater. So go check it out. Or go see Aquaman at your local multiplex.
Well, Russ Collins, my best to you and yours through the rest of the holiday season. And we'll check in again one more time before we turn over to 2024.
Absolutely. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, everybody.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti.